Messiah in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome Dr. Ellen Mendoza, founder, executive director of the Henry Jackson Society, who's going to help me understand the disorder reported from London's papers and throughout England into Cornwall, and I hear in the north of Ireland as well these last days. Mobs rioting, raucous, challenge to the police, violence, threats to immigrants, especially those living in hotels, threats to mosques, all of this having to do with misinformation, disinformation, and what you'd have to say is extreme hatreds. However, Alan, because Labour is now overwhelmingly in charge, I ask, Labour's struggles these last years to rid itself of the Corbyn anti-Semitism, is that in any fashion connected to these anti-immigrant riots we're hearing, especially in the north of England, not in London, but in other cities? Good evening to you, Alan.
Hello, good evening, John. Very tangentially connected. Look, the Labour Party of today, the Labour government, is totally different to the Labour Party of 5 years ago. You can see that by the fact that Jeremy Corbyn, who was leader 5 years ago, was purged from the Labour Party and now sits as an independent in the House of Commons, and more on him in a moment. But the reality is this Labour Party has made anti-Semitism a priority, at least in terms of attacks on Jews. Its Israel policy is a little more suspicious, shall we just say. But these riots have nothing to do with that. These riots have been sparked by disinformation about the identity of a knife attacker in the north of England who killed three young children. That spread. It latched on to existing sort of worries about immigration, which have been there for a long time, existing worries about integration of the British Muslim community. And the two came, if you like, into this explosion of violence, mainly driven, though, by far-right elements. You had ordinary people protesting. They were not, the rioters, but you had the far-right who were joining them, spreading the news. There's also evidence that foreign states have been involved, like Russia, in terms of spreading false news. And that's created this tinderbox that has led to the riots over the past week.
Malcolm?
You have reported the Henry Jackson Society, a worrying rise of anti-Semitism on British university campuses, where they use academic freedom to shield hate speech at times, like here. What is your sense of what the universities are doing and the unprecedented levels of anti-Semitism in the first half of 2024 in the UK? How does that tie into it? Are they related? Are they parallel activities where we see the rise of anti-Semitic incidents on both the campuses and in the communities?
Well, firstly, you're right to highlight that the anti-Semitism is at record highs in the UK. We've just seen, the record figure for the first 6 months of 2024. And that is obviously very saddening for the UK, very saddening for the Jewish community. Obviously, what's driving this is two or threefold. You've seen the Gaza war being used as an excuse for attacks on Jews. That's quite clearly been happening. That's been driven by the far left of politics and, of course, by radical Muslims as well, both of whom have seized the opportunity to take out their anger about Israel fighting terrorists onto Britain's streets against Jews. Now, that's obviously, one particular problem. There isn't, in my previous answer, I said there was a sort of a tangential linkage between what we're seeing now. What's fascinating is the far right have seemingly dropped their anti-Semitism, at least publicly, although I'm sure privately it's still there. But we're still seeing in the so-called anti-racist coalitions a lot of anti-Semitism. For example, last night there was a counter rally in Finchley, a very Jewish area in London, against the racists, but the poster put out by these anti-fascist groups also said they wanted to drive Zionists out of Finchley. Now, that can only be clearly aimed at the Jewish community, and shows you that the problem for British Jews is that they've got extremes on all sides coming after them, and that is what's accounting for this large number of anti-Semitic incidents.
To the Middle East, Alan, David Lammy, I believe he's the foreign minister, last week before the U.S. and Russia urged all British citizens to leave Lebanon. What is the Labour government's position with regard the threatened pending massacre of civilians with rockets in and around the Middle East? Are they taking a stand in any fashion?
Well, the defense secretary has obviously said he would like to help Israel defend itself should any attack go. But the problem is that we're getting mixed messaging. So you've got the defense secretary being very strong on the one hand. You've got suggestions that there will be an arms embargo against Israel because of so-called human rights abuses coming out from other parts of the Labour government. And, you know, the government elected not to challenge the ICC on its, you know, arrest warrant process for Israeli officials when it could very easily have done so. So we're a little bit confused about where the government sits right now on Israel policy. It, you know, it claims to be a friend of Israel. It claims to be keen to support Israel against attacks by Iran or by Hezbollah. At the same time, it is suggesting that Israel's war against terrorism and Hamas is somewhat problematic. So, you know, we wait to see what the end result will be and which position the government settles into.
Malcolm?
Could you address a little bit more broadly, and I know you study it, the rise of incidents in other countries, Germany, France, and across Europe. Are there trends that are discernible? What are the most pressing challenges for the communities in Europe today?
Well, yes, it's very interesting. I mean, you're getting across Europe, you're seeing, you know, far right parties or populist right parties gaining in tremendous support. And we just saw, of course, in the French election, although Marine Le Pen's party did not win it, there was a very strong first round performance. And even in the second round, they, you know, did very well. And there's all sorts of questions about whether that party will end up eventually running France. And you've got other examples across Europe where that's happening. So that traditional far right, though, has splintered into two. You've got the racist far right, who are quite clearly still coming after Jews. You know, there are examples of those in each of the countries. But there's also a more populist far right that seems to be friendlier towards Jews, that recognizes anti-Semitism as a problem and is quite supportive of Israel as well. So that's, you know, on the right of politics, what's happening. And then, of course, you've got across Europe, radical Islam is a big problem against Jews, Jews coming under assault by radical Muslims. And as that population grows and as the radical percentage grows with it, because integration has failed, therefore, you're going to see more attacks of that nature. And then you've got, if you like, the wokest hard left as well, who are also against Jews. And you can see that, of course, under the guise of Zionism, but it's actually naked anti-Semitism once you strip it apart. So in reality, there are some very worrying trends across Europe. It's not simply Europe, it's across the Western world as well. And I don't think the US is necessarily immune to all of these, as we've seen in recent years as well.
Alan Sadiq Khan, I believe that's the mayor, Lord Mayor of London, has said in these last hours that he does not feel safe in England, and that's why he has bodyguards. Is that a measure of something that's deteriorated recently, or was it always that fact?
No, I haven't seen his comments, but I'm going to take it at face value that that's how he's put it. It's deteriorated. It has deteriorated. I think that's twofold, though. I think he's probably speaking both as a prominent politician, and we've seen political violence in the UK in the past few years on a hitherto unknown scale. We've seen politicians assassinated. We've seen threats towards politicians. So as a prominent politician, I can see why he would perhaps feel that way. And as a prominent Muslim politician, you know, we have to acknowledge there are far-right people out there who have shown that they want to attack Muslims and kill Muslims as well. And I therefore suggest that on both counts, the UK has deteriorated, both in terms of political discourse and safety of politicians, and also in terms of inter-community relations. And it's very problematic that this is happening in 2024.
I want to characterize my question. Beg pardon, Alan, for not reading. This is the Telegraph reporting. And the quote they're using is, "I'm not safe as a Muslim politician," says Sadiq Khan. That's a paraphrase. But that's where my question came from. Malcolm?
Yes, very quickly. What is the impact of the ICC and ICJ rulings? Do you think England and others will really issue or honor arrest warrants for Israel's leaders?
Well, I'm sorry to say that the previous government was very happy to avoid such judgments and make sure that it wasn't going to comply with them. This government has said so far that it intends to comply with any such rulings. Now, whether it will actually do so, should the rulings come out and should it look at the legal opinions and decide that they're warranted, then we have a problem, of course, because the UK has a major liberal democracy, taking on board opinions that were clearly be anti-liberal democracies, and in many cases, people regard them as being judicial overreach in terms of what the courts are capable of doing. This will send a terrible message, won't it? That Israel's war on terrorism, a democracy's war against terrorism, is bad as far as the UK is concerned. Now, that is not a very successful leadership position for the UK, I would argue. And it also is very concerning from the point of view of future wars the UK might indeed be involved in. Because I can assure you, the same people who would like to see Israelis up in The Hague on war crimes charges would be very happy seeing British soldiers and British politicians and American soldiers and American politicians up the next time they have to take action to defend their homelands too.
Alan Mendoza of the Henry Jackson Society, Malcolm Holine, I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.